I'm Tom A. Reese with MTD Radio News in charge of Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. When only 48 of the 100 summoned jurors showed up on Tuesday for the murder trial of Bishop Henderson III of Hobbs, the prosecution and defense attorneys hoped that a jury would be chosen on Wednesday, but it wasn't. 93 more potential jurors did show up on Wednesday. Of the 13 jurors who were chosen from the pool on Tuesday, 12 of them returned on Wednesday. The other did not. Officials hope a panel will be chosen today so the trial can begin on Friday for Henderson, who's accused of shooting and killing three people at a house party in August of 2019. Two persons have been charged in the May shooting of a three-year-old in Lee County, one of them a 17-year-old. 30-year-old Amy Flores of Hobbs was arrested and charged on Monday with contributing to the delinquency of a child in connection to the shooting, which occurred on May the 20th. On Tuesday, a 17-year-old male was taken into custody. He was charged with abuse of a child. He was also charged with negligent use of a deadly weapon. According to reports, the boy allegedly was playing with a handgun and then shot himself with it. The boy was taken to a local hospital and then transferred to a Lubbock facility where he survived the shooting and is recovering. It's back to school for Southeast New Mexico schools beginning today when Roswell Independent School District welcomes back its students. Lovington, Hobbs, and Carlsbad students return to school on August the 8th, and Artesia schools are back in session on August the 11th. Other schools in the region should be open by next week. Check your respective school's website to see when the students come back. The annual Lee County Fair Parade ran through downtown Lovington on Wednesday with hundreds of parade goers and a lineup of floats, including politicians, sports teams, local bands. And Jenny from Hobbs says the parade brings a positive feeling to the community.
I like the band, the cheerleaders, just everything local.
Gets you pumped up for the rest of the year?
Yes, it does, especially for the school year.
In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom A. Reese.